For some 25 years, Democrat Jim Moran has been winning elections in Northern Virginia, first as mayor of Alexandria and for the last 14 years as a member of Congress. This year, though, Moran is facing a significant challenge. Attorney Andy Rosenberg is running against Moran in the state's June 8 primary. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Moran ran into political trouble with comments some construed as anti-Semitic.
Jim Moran is every bit the archetypal burly Irish-American Paul.
Hi. Fine, thanks. Yes, I'm good day. Thanks.
Watching him greet commuters at an Alexandria metro station, you wouldn't think the 59-year-old Moran has much to worry about. His solidly Democratic district has returned into Washington by comfortable margins. His opposition to the war with Iraq is in step with his liberal constituents. His seniority on the Appropriations Committee has helped him steer an array of federal contracts and programs their way. But Moran's hold on his seat isn't so secure this year, thanks in part to remarks he made last spring at the start of the build-up to the war. Addressing an anti-war meeting, Moran said that, quote, "If it were not for the strong support of the Jewish community for this war with Iraq, we would not be doing this." Moran's comments were universally denounced, including by top congressional Democrats. A little over a year later, Moran is remorseful about his remarks, if not repentant.
I said that, if the majority of the leadership of the American Jewish community were opposed to this, I don't think we would be going to war because they have enough influence. It's the same kind of thing as when I tell classes and elementary or high school, that you can change the world if you want to. It may be hyperbolic, but I think people can make enormous difference, particularly communities, if they're organized. That's all I was saying. I wasn't blaming Jewish people for the war in Iraq.
But Moran's trouble isn't just over his remarks about Jews. There have been questions about his ethical judgments. He accepted a nearly $500,000 loan with favorable terms from a credit card firm that had a bill before Congress that Moran backed. He also accepted a personal loan from a drug company lobbyist. Then there is his temper. A few years ago, he was accused of manhandling an 8-year-old boy who Moran says had demanded his car keys. Moran acknowledges he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a bull in a china shop, I speak too loudly, I get too emotional, my face gets flushed, and I get upset with people that I think are doing the wrong thing, but I'm just as likely to embrace somebody that I think is doing the right thing.
After Moran's remarks about Jews in Iraq last spring, a number of prominent local Democrats talked openly of running against him. In the end, though, they all backed out, leaving 36-year-old Alexandria lawyer Andy Rosenberg as Moran's only primary opponent. Rosenberg says he's more closely in touch with 8th District Democrats than is Moran, and Rosenberg says it wasn't a single incident or statement by Moran that got him into the race.
It is a continuous string over the course of a 25-year career in politics, in which the congressman continues to demonstrate bad judgment in the things that he does and in the things that he says, in the way that he treats constituents, and in the way that he often flouts good judgment.
At the Alexandria subway stop, commuters are clearly divided about the race. Gina Klein says she's made up her mind about Moran.
I think it's time for a change. I think that, there's a 3-strikes-you're-out policy. He's had about 7 strikes, so I'm curious to see what Rosenberg will do.
But other Democrats are willing to forgive Moran. Mary, who chose not to give her last name, is an opponent of the war in Iraq. In comparison, she says Moran's character is a minor consideration.
But I feel like there are worldwide issues that are much more important than that, they have implications for Washington and the United States, but they have implications for the world. My husband is Jewish, and we're still very much a supporter of Jim Moran.
In the end, it's likely to come down to turnout. The Moran-Rosenberg race is the only issue on the June 8th ballot, and it's an open primary, so Republicans can vote. Rosenberg says he has been canvassing the district and believes he'll inspire voters who have been turned off by the incumbent. Moran, though, has the party organization and loyalists who believe the old Paul deserves another chance. Brian Naylor, NPR News.